el Instituto Costarricense de Enseñanza Radiofónica, ISER, llega a usted con su programa El Maestro en Casa.
El Maestro en Casa, un programa educativo a su servicio.
I hope you have had a good day. Today's program is about types of music, different instruments, and cultural rhythms. I know you'll enjoy reviewing week 3 topics as you learn more about music and its influence on culture.
Now let's listen to different types of music where different instruments are more outstanding than others.
Well, students, did you hear the different instruments? Among the musical environment, the piano is a symbol of romanticism and wealth. This instrument is called pianoforte.
Why pianoforte?
Because of the possibility of being able to graduate the volume sound according to the intensity to which the keys are pressed.
I understand that Bartolomeo Cristofori invented the piano. Is that so?
Yes, but the one who made it famous was the German Silverman.
This instrument is classified in the percussion category because of its pressing mechanism and the mode in which sounds are produced.
Some of the famous pianists nowadays are Marta Argerich from Argentina,
Jorge Bolet, who was Cuban,
Claudio Arao from Chile,
Richard Clyderman,
and the best of all the times,
Ludwig von Beethoven from Germany,
and the Poland pianist Frédéric Chopin.
Whoa, I didn't know there were so many pianists.
Oh, yes.
The instrument you just heard is the violin. It originated in Asia. It was created by the Hindus. The Luthers people, who manufactured stringed instruments, were the crafters.
Do you know any violinist?
I sure do, but I can't recall any of their names right now.
That's okay, never mind.
What instrument is that?
It's a bagpipe. This instrument regained popularity during the late Middle Ages. It has its roots in Egypt.
I thought it was British. I have seen them in English movies.
Yes, you're right. This is because the Scottish popularized them in activities with soldiers, and also it is frequently played among many immigrants.
Ah, okay. I got it. There are many variations of bagpipes. The most common ones are the Scotland bagpipe, the Gallegos bagpipe, and the Great Highland bagpipe from Great Britain.
How interesting. I had no idea of anything related to bagpipes. This was good information. Thanks.
My pleasure.
Students, are you aware that music not only brings pleasure, but it also characterizes people?
Yes, I know that different cultures around the world can be identified by the music they produced.
And the dances they perform with their specific rhythm. Listen to the following conversation between four people of different origins.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Hello.
How are things with you?
Well, so far so good. However, I'm a little worried because my son has music homework. And really, I have no time to go to the library or to browse the internet. My computer just broke down a couple days ago, and as for right now, I don't have any money to repair it.
What information are you looking for?
My son needs to find information of musical instruments and music that characterize different cultures. At least two different cultures are required.
Oh boy, if what you need is not very academic, Ivan, Kaline, and I can help. Don't you remember we're all from different countries?
Oh, I was so stressed out that I didn't even remember my foreign friends.
Well, here we are. That's what friends are for.
As you know, I'm from Trinidad. Oh, how I miss my country.
I feel you. I miss mine, too.
As I was saying, in Trinidad, the most outstanding music genre is soca. To play this music, percussion beats are very important. Therefore, drums are mandatory instruments. But there are also guitars, trumpets, trombones, and saxophones in the production of soca music.
And the steel bands are also very, very popular.
This music is danced by concentrating the movements on the hips, and men and women are very close to each other. The movements are very sensual in nature.
I think I've seen people dancing very much like that.
Hey. I have information that can help your son, too.
Here we go. Let's listen to what the little Mexicanita has to say.
As you know, I'm from the beautiful country of Mexico.
Yes,
we know you're from the beautiful country of Mexico.
Lindo y querido.
Can you guys allow me to continue? This will help Carlos's son.
Okay. Sorry about that.
In Mexico, there is the charro music, which is the music played in most parts of Mexico, especially in dance halls called palenques.
Dicen que por las noches no más se le iba en puro llorar.
That cooing dove song you just heard is one of the famous songs by Lola Beltrán, a famous ranchera singer.
Speaking about ranchero singers, who sings Hey Jalisco, Don't Back Down, or Ay Jalisco, No Te Rajes? I love that song, but I never knew who the singer is in order to get the CD.
Who else but the famous Jorge Negrete, a very appreciated ranchero singer worldwide.
Really? I knew Negrete's other songs, but I didn't know this song was by him.
Let's listen to it.
Ay, Jalisco, 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 tú tienes tu novia, que es Guadalajara.
Other famous ranchera exponents are Antonio Aguilar, The Black Door, La Puerta Negra.
Come Back, Come Back, Volver, Volver, by Vicente Fernandez.
Este amor apasionado anda todo alborotado.
It's worth mentioning that to play ranchera music, the most important instruments are the guitar, stringed instruments, trumpets, and accordions.
Also, the famous Mexican yell done by the singer or the public within the musical interludes of a song can't be left out.
What are stringed instruments?
These are the ones that produce sound from vibrating strings. You see, there are three types of stringed instruments based on the technique used to make the strings vibrate.
1. The bowed string or cuerda frotada ones, a stick with many hairs stretched between the ends that causes stick slip and make the strings vibrate.
Violins, violas, cellos, and double basses are bowed stringed instruments also.
2. Strike stringed instrument, or cuerda percutida, are those where the strings is struck to produce a sound. Some striking instruments are piano
and a clavichord.
Three, strummed or cuerda pulsada instruments are those where the instrument is played with the finger, a thumb, or some type of plectrum to plug the string and create the sound.
Banjos, ukuleles, guitars, mandolins, and lyres are some examples of plucked stringed instruments.
My deep appreciation for all the information given to me. My son and I will always be thankful for the help and for making our burdens easier. Thank you very much, my dear friends.
We have reached the end of third week in Sapandis Review. I hope it has helped you understanding the topics this week. Don't forget to visit our chat at elmaestroencasa.com. And my little advice to you, complete the other exercises in week 3 and ask if you need to. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Este programa fue producido por ICER
en colaboración con el Ministerio de Educación Pública.